This is Senator Al Simpson. Tackling this destructive budget deficit must be our first priority. Ted Kennedy and I will face off on some ways to do that in a moment. Ted, we both read George Bush's lips, no new taxes. The American people also heard him pledge to resist cuts to both defense and Social Security. The American people heard him so very clearly that they elected him president by over 7 million votes. Most estimates now place the 1990 budget deficit $130 billion. That is much greater than any earlier estimates. If we're going to hit the $100 billion target required by Graham Rudman Hollings, that means we'll have to find some $30 billion in spending reductions. The National Economic Commission will shortly weigh in with their own bipartisan recommendations. Democrats seem to be gleefully anticipating a situation that will push for tax increases. But I do think we owe it to the American people to tackle the deficit honestly and up front. Ready?
Al, no one's itching to raise taxes, but as you saw from the post-election reaction of the financial markets, they don't have much faith in Vice President Bush's flexible freeze to reduce the deficit. We don't hear much about read my lips anymore. The campaign's over, reality is setting in, and Vice President Bush is properly starting to ask, what do we do now? I support Graham Rudman Hollings, Al. It's worked well so far by forcing Congress and the administration to agree on significant budget cuts in recent years. It will force us to make more cuts again next year. One big problem, Al, is that Vice President Bush wants to give away billions of dollars in revenues we don't have by cutting the capital gains tax for the rich. But you can count on Democrats to save you from that mistake, Al. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on President Reagan's unwarranted veto of a bill to upgrade children's television. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.